Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Hallelujah.
Let the church.
My beloved, God has spoken. Say amen if you believe God has spoken. Because when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, we,
so
like
the Spirit
Jesus,
of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David.
So we pray that you're up and preparing together with the saints. This is nothing compared to traditional church gathering, but pure worship is presenting our body as a living sacrifice, a desire to live holy, living as a witness on the earth. It's a personal lifestyle. It's a kingdom lifestyle. And when you experience that personal worship, you can enter in corporate worship with your brothers and sisters, because when we're in the inner court, we are all on one accord. Then once we enter from the outer court into the inner court, the next step is the holies of holies, which fills the temple of God, feeling God's presence in that moment, and healing and deliverance. Oh, my God, my beloved, if only you understood the will of God. His will is that we prosper even as our soul prosper, because we serve a mighty God. He is an awesome God.
You and all this provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know it's been good, say it. Awesome. Say, my God. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of
salvation. By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
Thank you.
forever praise him. Yes, we should ever praise him. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad.
Hallelujah. That's why we're going to forever praise him. Hallelujah. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to give God some forever praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we got a little song that's a little bounce that you can put in your Jeep. Is that all right? For the young folk. If I got any young folk in here that love the Lord? That like to have the speakers on 20 in the drop top and you get your bounce on? Hallelujah. We're going to be yet giving them some praise. Well, I got any bouncers in the house that know how to do a little bounce? Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Sister.
Everybody, let's give God this worship.
Come on, if you're going to forever praise him, come on, praise him even now. Come on and praise him right now. Hallelujah.
Enter in his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
My offer.
take me to the King. We come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us pray. Today our prayer focus is for the body of Christ, particularly the pastors who are struggling with ministry. We come boldly to the throne to lift them up. So, Father, hear my prayer this morning. I lift up Pastor Florence Abdullah of Grace and Mercy and her beloved Elder Al. I lift up Apostle Jones and Prophetess Jones of Believers Fellowship of York in the name of Jesus. I lift up Pastor Carlin Splon and Trustee Charles Splon of New Beginnings of Harrisburg. I lift up Bishop Roberta Thomas of Fountain Gate Church and Ministry of Harrisburg. I lift up Pastor Stacy Brown of the Kingdom Church of Harrisburg. I lift up the Winners Church out of West Palm Beach, Florida. I lift up Apostle Ferguson of the House of Prayer in West Palm Beach, Florida. I lift up the true worshipers, Pastor Thompson and Elder Gloria Thompson. Lord, I lift up these pastors, your servant leaders, near and far. I pray, Lord, that they would have a servant heart, despite the challenges, despite the frustration they may face. I pray, Lord, that you would keep them from losing heart when their assignment is challenged. I pray, Lord, that they be faithful and that they continue to trust in you and lean not to their own understanding. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would teach them your ways. For your ways is higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher. So, Father God, as they purpose in their hearts, they will press to a higher calling in Christ Jesus. If their work would become not a task, but a passion and a compassion for lost souls. We need a special anointing upon their lives today, God. So move by your Spirit. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you said that the prayers of the righteous avail of much. So I decree and declare today, it is so. And I pray, God, that you would send them servants that will serve with a cheerful heart, that they will give of their time, their talents, and their treasure for the building up of the kingdom of God, your righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, God. Have your way today. Oh, from the east to the north to the south. Move your spirit upon the earth. Have your way, God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. We know, God, that the prayers are like a sweet fragrance before your nostril. I come, God, with clean hands and a pure heart. Touch in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, right now. And we thank you, Lord, for your teachings. That we can pray, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and lead us not in temptation. But deliver us this day from all evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your glory, your glory. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for every household, every family. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love. John 3:16. Your love that you sent your son Jesus to save us, to redeem us from all unrighteousness. We pray for every soul today, God, that they will seek ye the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Oh, God. We pray, God, that every repenter heart, every sinner, repent today, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way, God. We know that when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice to live holy, you are in control. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this hour as we watch and pray. That your kingdom come, that your will be done. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For truly this is the day that you have made. And I chose to rejoice. I chose to be glad. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. No depression, no oppression will separate me from your love. Not today. You created heaven and earth. You created man in your own image. You have all power in your hand. So we rejoice. We boast. Because you are an awesome God. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. With our whole heart. Our whole heart, soul, and mind. Oh, God, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Though trials may come, we're going to praise you.
Oh,
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You may be.
Depression had me down. Oppression had me bound. I was searching all around. My affliction was profound. Lord, you heard my cry. You heard my plea. And you gave me what I need.
You gave me.
Gave me love, hope.
You gave me healing for my soul. You
disciples, he commanded people to sit down on the ground, and he took 7 loaves and gave thanks and break and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. They had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that were left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. He sent them away. My beloved, if you need a healing in your finance, a healing in your relationship, if you need a healing in your body, the Bible says that, and it shall be given. The Bible says, call the elder and let them lay hands in it. You're sick. The power of laying out the hands and the power of prayer. It's by faith. By faith, you can be healed. Because by faith, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And if you believe in the 34th verse of that scripture, Jesus rebuked Peter concerning doubt and the teaching. But he said that whoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the world, whole world, and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? My beloved, God loves you and I. He sacrificed his son that you and I shall have health, good health, that we prosper in health, even as thy soul prosper, as we enter in to the month of February, a new month, second month of 2016. You desire the kingdom of God. God instructed Joshua in Joshua 1:8. The word said, if you meditate on the word day and night, you will prosper and be successful. So, what does it gain? What does it profit if you're spending all your time working and never building your body spiritually? Exercise to gain wealth and losing your soul. If you want to inherit the kingdom of God, you gotta be born again. You have to believe. You have to confess that Jesus has died and rose. Salvation. Come. You believe, hide the word in your heart, and stand. But press towards the mark and a higher calling in Christ Jesus. So, my beloved, we invite you to listen to Kingdom Focus with Reverend Jackson, 5-7-11. We're coming to close that. We encourage you to fellowship. The Bible says, how pleasant it is, in Psalms 133, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in the unity. Like your holy oil represents the Holy Spirit running down the Aaron with the high priest. So as the oil is running down this earth, layers, multiple, we're all being filled on one accord and in command the blessings of the Lord. You're blessed because you and I are heirs of the kingdom. We're sons, they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. All because of Christ. Not our righteousness, but the righteousness in Christ Jesus. So, join us. 7 days, 5 days of daily bread for your soul. 7 o'clock, 30 minutes. Jesus challenged the disciples and said, just 1 hour. Well, today we just got 1 hour. But on the weekend, 3 days, we want to minister music to soothe the mind and heal the soul so that you can eat the word of God. So church, let the church say amen. And be blessed. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, 7-Eleven. And we're looking for callers. Matter of fact, the first callers, 50 callers, that calls in. We're going to offer you today a free cell phone. So call in at 657-383-0957 because we want to talk with Minister Music. Throughout Harrisburg, York, Baltimore, Richmond, Atlanta, West Palm Beach, all 50 states. So join me. Become a part of Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, which is an outreach ministry of Deborah A. Jackson, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. So we want you.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
717-379-15.
We have gathered together here in the temple. Here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We come tonight to worship.
Recovery.
Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight?
Check us out on Facebook.
There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple
is to
bring you into the outer court.
To spread the gospel.
With praise.
Jesus
enter said. Into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.